TM Hyman Live Talk Radio Show. TM Hyman Live Talk Radio Show. TM Hyman Live Talk Radio Show. Talk radio show.
Monday, jump on at 917-889-3926, 917-889-3926. Hey, we are talking about the Critics Review of Black Klansman, I saw the movie. I'm not sure if anyone. I know she saw the movie. She tried to do goddamn spoiler alert a few weeks ago. We pushed it out. Not sure. Let's find out. All the way live, other side ATL, Hot Chocolate. Have you seen the movie?
So, hello, TM Hyman Radio family. And insert losing game show music here. I did not yet get a chance to enjoy Black Christmas.
When people stretch it out, when they start off with, you know.
I had to give them greetings and salutations first.
Yeah. Clearly she has not damn movie. But guess what? I'm sure she's not the only one. So, you know, it's like spoiler alert. We gave you a warning, fair warning, last week. Actually, week before last, we pushed it off a week.
You did.
So, not sure how far we want to really go in. Because one thing I hate, you know, especially, you know, all of the black, you know, all the folks who think they're doing something when they're watching Power ahead of everybody else on Sundays. And then they want to hit Facebook and tell everybody about it before you get a chance to see it. It's the worst. So we really don't.
It's not
want
a spoiler
to be like
for me because I act like I never even. I act like I never even
like
saw their post, and I go back and I watch it anyway. No spoilers for me.
Just like me, but. Ladies and gentlemen, I mean, I'll tell you, for me, I had a chance to actually check the movie out, Black Klansman, and I felt like Spike Lee had done his thing. Jordan Peele had done his thing. The collabo was dynamic, and it was a few other producers on the project. USA Today, Spike Lee is still going, you know, doing the right thing. With terrific Black Klansmen. I threw in going. They actually said doing. Spike Lee's still doing the right thing with terrific Black Klansmen. But USA Today was not the only, you know, folks giving props. I felt like, you know, sometimes Spike Lee, you know, he can add a little crazy, you know, to the scenario. But I felt like he stayed on task with the message, and he shined through, I must say. I was thoroughly impressed with the movie. It felt like the cast, John David Washington, did his ting-ting. Congratulations.
I've heard nothing but
I feel like
movies.
He's going really far.
Yes, and quickly, too.
Yeah, certainly. He is absolutely going far. He came up, and I think he still kind of tries to stay out of or away from, you know, being Denzel's son. He focuses on the fact that his mama is just as talented as his papa.
Right. And he's building a brand for himself and, you know, creating his own lane. I like that.
Absolutely.
I'll turn you right off.
I mean, we get it. We get it. You know, you want to create your own, you know, your own lane. You want to create your own lane. Vanity Fair, you know, weighed in on the movie. I'm not using the comedy. I'm not using the word comedy, Spike Lee on Black Klansman. Vanity Fair, sometimes their take is a little interesting.
To say the least.
Yeah, I mean, they had a spread, and I think that the spread overall was pretty good. They was giving Spike Lee, you know, I think props for the most part, but their overall review was kind of interesting. What did you think What did you think overall? Jump on it, 917-889-3926. We want to hear from you. I'm almost positive everyone did not like the movie. And I'm sure the people that did not like the movie were not people that looked like me.
Based on the feedback that Fee gave us when she went and saw the movie, there were quite a few people who did not look like us and did not like the movie.
And what I feel is, one, first of all, it was based on a true story. So any time that you can tell a true story is a good thing, right? It happened for real. The fact that Ron Stallworth is still living, breathing, and moving around in America today is a quite interesting situation. Now, I've been through Colorado Springs. I have a center right outside of Colorado Springs in Pueblo, Colorado. I actually fly into Colorado Springs. And it's such an interesting situation. The next time I fly to Colorado Springs after seeing Black Klansman, it's never going to be the same. It's never, ever going to be the same. Ron Stallworth was a very impressive fellow.
Impressive.
Very impressive.
That.
I'm going to say that he was very curious and he was able to explore the heights of his curiosity. And I'm not even sure that curious is the ultimate word, but he was certainly curious. He was confident. I think I was more impressed with the fact that he came up with an idea and he was confident he'd carry it out. As long as he had the support. He wasn't afraid. At no point did he come off as afraid. And back then, during that time, when you think about it, really, it wasn't the South. So, you know, clearly there were people who were more open-minded. And the fact that, you know, during that time in Colorado Springs, that a Caucasian boss would support even, or African-American, would even be a part of a police force back then was pretty interesting when you think about it compared to other parts of the country during that time. So impressive in the sense that, you know, during that particular time for him to have had the tenacity and the courage and the wherewithal to come up with something like that, which seems kind of cockamamie if you think about it, but the follow through, right, is pretty impressive. Yeah, I said cockamamie. You know,
it makes
I don't
you
know
laugh.
How to spell it. I don't know how to spell it. No, I don't.
You don't have to. You don't have to.
Yeah. Hey. So again, if you get a chance, folks, check out the movie. Certainly. Worth checking out. And again, if you want to weigh in, if you have had a chance, give us a call. Let us know what you think about the movie. I felt like it was dope. I felt like the cast overall came together well, represented. The producers put in work. Good flick. 917-889-3926. And let us know how you feel. It's a brand new week.
It's a brand new week.
Man. Motivation.
Are going by so quickly.
It's
already almost September.
Hey, it's almost the holidays. Can you believe it?
Oh yeah, I'm ready again. Well, not really, but I will be. That's my claim this year. I'm claiming it. I'll be ready for the holidays.
Hey, I mean, it is here already.
And it's the perfect time to start. It's the perfect time to start. A little here, a little there, and it's done by Christmas.
No doubt. Hey, don't know if you heard, but over this past weekend, Birdman put a little respect on it and apologize to Lou. Apologize to Wayne over the weekend publicly. You know, sounds like they kind of buried the hatchet. So glad those guys finally.
Has he paid him his money yet? Is my question.
Well, one step at a time.
One step at a time. No. The money would compensate for the apology.
No doubt. For most of us. Main chick. Chris Brown.
I don't know your name, but you heard my name. I know why you came.
Tryna get that
name, but you heard my name.
Girl, I know you wanna be my main chick. My main chick. I said, whoever you came with, who you came with,
I tell them that. We ain't sitting in the back of the club.
Yeah.
Table got a rope in the front.
I don't know ya.
You looking real familiar. I could just be a little drunk.
I don't know your name.
Shame. I don't know how to explain it for ya. But, girl, I'm just saying. If you got a man back home, I don't know him.
I don't know.
What? Just keep it on the hush.
Huh?
Pocket full of trees, don't beat around the bush.
Wait.
Walk on green, I can even hit a putt. KO shot it when I hit her with a punchline. Hit a couple shots when it's crunch time. Ducking from my ex like the one time. Throw a sign when you really try and go. Got the car parked right in the door.
I know your name, but you heard my name. I know why you came.
Tryna get that
name, but you heard my name. Girl, I know you wanna be my main chick. My main chick. I said, whoever you came with, who you came with,
I told you that. Nah, and you don't know my name.
No.
Just in case you the feds. I might have poured you a drink,
what?
But don't let it go to your head.
I know why you came,
hey.
Tryna be my main chick.
Yeah.
Pass to the side when I lane switch.
Top back, two seats only. Ain't no room for your friends, I don't know them.
We
just seize in the moment. Up all night, throw a deuce to the morning.
Fly.
Everything is important.
Wait.
Don't try to act too important. I know your game. You got a gang all over you, all over him.
Oh man,
girl, I ain't trying to dog it, babe. The only thing I call you.
I know your name, but you heard my name. I know why you came.
I get that
name, but you heard my name.
Girl,
I know you wanna be my main chick. My main chick, yeah. Whoever you came with,
cause you're my main.
I told
her
that.
Why you playing? You heard my name. I know why you came.
She gon' give me that. So we can do our thing. Let's do that thing. What you think about me taking you down, yeah? I can be your man when he's not around, yeah.
I don't know your name, but you heard my name. I know why you came.
Tryna get that
name, but you heard my name.
Girl, I know you wanna be my main chick. My main chick. I said, whoever you came with, who you came with,
I tell them that.
9:22 p.m. here in the Social Lab, TM Hama Radio Live. The girl Hot Chocolate and the General. And we want to wish our girl Fee a speedy recovery. She's not feeling very well, and she is, not feeling well. Definitely want her to feel better soon. 917-889-3926 is the number to weigh in. It is Money Monday. We are taking your comments about Black Klansmen. If you saw the movie, did you like the movie? Did you dislike the movie? Tell us about it. Also, shout out to Jay-Z and Beyonce's dancers for the quick recovery, or the quick response, I should say, while some rogue fan decides to jump on stage during the On the Run tour. And, yeah, it didn't fare very well for the young man. So, yeah.
Yeah, karate chop you right across your damn neck anytime you try to touch Jay or B.
Yes, you won't do that. The beehive will definitely swarm down and sting you. Don't try it.
No doubt. Karate chop.
Speaking the video of karate
chop, somebody needs karate chop 45 across his damn nose, his neck, and his knees.
His throat. Go straight for the jugular. Your sound effect is giving me so much life right now.
Wait, one more. Wait, one more. Just one more.
Yeah. Straight cross the neck. Like,
yeah, no, seriously. He's out of control right now. It more so than ever. My comparison to the way that he's running the White House is that he feels like, or I feel like, he is playing Monopoly and The Apprentice with our lives.
Oh, gosh. Listen. And it seems, and money talks, right? Because because money is the root of all evil, clearly, we are seeing it in at its best right now. Like, people are turning their backs on all things that are constitutional, all things that are right, all things that you stand for as any ounce of integrity. Like, we're turning our back on the truth. No one even – did you ever think that there would be a time in America where people would say that the truth,
right,
facts are no longer facts? And, I mean, and anybody can kind of do and say whatever as long as people are making money. One of the most damning statements this past week the president made was, if I am impeached, then everybody would be poor. And I'm looking around wondering how many people, like, you know, in my social circle are rich. And no one really raised their hand and volunteered their status, but I knew not too many are rich. Trump, what are you thinking? I mean, we know exactly what you're thinking. We know who you're talking about. You know, you're talking about that very small percent of folk that you look out for. That's everybody to you. And that was the most asinine but most telling statement.
Very eye-opening,
along with a couple of other dumbass statements. As always, or shall we say, tweets. Somebody get the damn phone.
I can't
stomp the
him.
Phone into 45 pieces. How about that?
I cannot blame him. I refuse to. I will never refer to him as my president. President is the one that was in for the last 8 years prior to these two. So. Take it how you want it, get it how you live it.
I'll tell you something. I don't know where I was when the news broke, but they're coming for you. They're coming for you, guy. And I know, like, you have to be feeling the squeeze right now. They're coming for you. I've never seen anything like this, like, so dramatic and so dangerous all at the same time. But I'll tell you, you know, we lost a true leader this week in Senator John McCain.
Yes.
And I forgot that the senator really, all that he had been through and really what he stood for, You know, we get lost in politics, and I have to admit I've certainly gotten lost in politics over the years. But, you know, God bless Senator McCain and everything he stood for, you know, during a time where people really don't stand for what's right. I mean, he tried to stand for what's right. Any time that, you know, he has George W. Bush and Barack Obama speaking at his doing his eulogy, really, I think that's the situation. He requested that. And then he says, yeah. 45, you know, stay away.
Yeah.
You know, I don't want you or anything you represent anywhere near me in my afterlife. How about that? In my afterlife. How powerful is that?
I'm so moved by that. And my laughter, please don't misunderstand it. It was not meant in a way of disrespect at all to Senator McCain. I definitely was laughing at 45 because the man doesn't even want you around him after he's deceased. So that should tell
you. In his afterlife.
I love it. Very
powerful. See, if you don't stand for something, you'll fall for anything. If you get a chance, folks, go check out Black Klansman. It is a masterpiece. At a time such as this, where the landscape is just so interesting, full of hate, it's a real situation taken, told in a masterful way that'll make you that laugh. It'll piss you off a little bit, but you will certainly walk away informed and somewhat inspired. Inspired in the sense that, you know, the truth is the light, and ultimately you have to walk in it and embrace it if nothing else. Hey, we're out of here. We're back Wednesday, 9 p.m. Hey, next Monday we got a dynamic guest, Michelle Duffy. She's a film producer, director, owner, man. I mean, she's kingdom royalty. Back next Monday, 9 p.m., but we'll see you Wednesday. Hot chocolate, we out of here. Good night. Good night, everybody. Long radio show. See him live. 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 See him live.